Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, they're looking pretty good for a bunch of people who spent 39 days sleeping in the sand with the fleas and eating nothing but rice, not to mention dealing with all the conniving and backstabbing going on around them. The jury's out. There are just over 24 hours to go before we learn which of the three people in front of me walks away with R1 million and the title of Survivor South Africa Philippines. With me in studio are this year's final three. Annelise Sainsbury, a mother of two who runs her own catering company and is a genius in the kitchen and on the dance floor. I can vouch for that because she's also a friend of mine. I have to concede that up front. Alongside her, Jean-Michel, a voice you'll recognize because, of course, she's one of our own, a radio producer working right here at Cape Talk, one of our most awesome colleagues. Tom, no disrespect, Tom Swartz. The fact that I don't know you personally, we're still very glad to have you here. Tom's from the Eastern Cape, an adventure camp manager who's put some real survival skills to work on Survivor this year. How are you all feeling? How are the nerves with just over 24 hours to go?
I'm finished. I'm so finished.
Yeah, I just want it to be over so that, for cheesy reasons, so that I can talk to people and have conversations and unpack, I hate that word, but talk about the experience of people who have lived it and have had your lives changed from being recognized on the street and stuff like that. It's just weird.
Because, Annelise, it's got to be very hard for you. You film it all, so you're in this weird little bubble altogether over in the Philippines. You come back, and you've got to sort of go back to normal life, and then all of a sudden the show's on TV, and it's not normal life anymore because people are recognizing you, and you can't tell them anything. How hard was that for you?
It was terrible, Pippa, because the rumors at school was, number one, rehab, number two, plastic surgery, number three, I ran off with another man, and I just had a smile, and I was so thin, and I said, yeah, I haven't run for 42 days, and my eyes will light up. Be, oh, yes. You know, I'm so excited for this all to be over. I've lied so many times. or not telling the truth.
And off the island as well.
Yes, exactly.
Because I will say to the two of you that I know, you've been very good. We have tried by hook or by crook to get information out of you, and that you were just a closed book on this one. Tom, did you have that problem as well, that people were constantly asking you, what happened next? Who's going home, and you can't say anything?
No, nobody's recognized me since I got home.
Not at all.
Nice. No, again.
No, it's been crazy. You know, we're from a small area, and I was pretty well known in my area as it was. So coming back after something like that was extremely difficult to just learn how to keep your mouth shut, which I'm really not good at.
I was going to say, it's not exactly a strong point from what I've observed.
Yeah. From anybody that's ever seen the show or anybody that's ever met me, they realize that, yeah, my mouth is my biggest asset, but also my biggest curse.
Now, as you sit watching the show, that's the other thing I wonder about constantly. It must be pretty tough to see the other side of what everybody else was saying about you, the conniving that was happening that you obviously weren't aware of until, you know, for some, the vote was cast at tribal council. Jean, I mean, was it emotionally difficult for you to sit there watching and perhaps see somebody you thought was your friend and trusted ally who was actually backstabbing you all the time?
Yeah, it was actually interesting watching the show because you actually had to watch with family and friends because you couldn't watch it with a whole bunch of strangers because of how you might react. It was emotional roller coaster because sometimes you're celebrating, oh, what a great win. And then somebody turns around who you've made a good connection with on an island and they say, oh, you know, it's so annoying. And I'm like, I know, but you didn't have to say it. But it's a fascinating thing because in real life, you do these things. You talk about people behind their back, but they never find out about it unless you've got people who are not good at gossiping, in your life, which should be everybody. But, it is weird to watch them do it in the name of a game. So everything, cruelty, just laying out everything on for everybody to see it's fine because it's in Survivor. It's a game. But it's a game with real people, with real emotions and stuff. And it's fascinating that balance in the show.
We often see that sort of inner turmoil go on every season because, like Jean, I'm a super fan. I think I've watched every episode that has ever been made of every season. Tom, you often hear the person sort of saying, it's just a game. I'm not like this in real life. I wouldn't behave like this in real life. People must realize it's just a game. Was that something you struggled with, or did you go in there just going, I'm going to do whatever it takes?
No, I think I am who I am. There's really no airs and graces about me. And I think the person that I played on Survivor is who I really am. it was difficult keeping your mouth shut about certain things that you wanted to say, but then you couldn't because is that going to create a target on my back?
Mm.
And that's what I'm not used to. So I'm used to saying as it comes. And that I had to learn very quickly on that island. I think I became a target really early on.
And you do learn. Because at the start, you could see all of us were just, we were living our best lives, saying whatever we wanted to.
Yeah.
And then you were like,
then it turns on
you. There are consequences to this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden people are talking about your name and you feel, you can feel the paranoia. And the paranoia is real. Mm. Real.
Well, I was the lion. The big
the lion.
And they nearly voted out episode 2. So every theory that I had changed every day. So, you know, you try and be something and then you've got to change that very quickly. So it's hectic, though. And watching back, even I think you look at yourself and you think you were so arrogant there. Who do you think you are? And, you know, it's every Friday was like a quiet day for me just to have lived through the Thursday night.
Now, we're sitting here on the verge of the finale tomorrow night. So there's one episode in the bag where the three will become two. And then there's the live show tomorrow where we actually learn the outcome. Am I allowed to ask you, who do you think is going to win? I mean, do you go in there with a clear sense in your head of what that vote is going to say? Or is it a complete mystery? Jean?
It's a complete mystery to me. Every time I see an episode, something new unravels and you go, oh, they definitely going to vote for that person. And then the next episode, you're like, No, they're not. Definitely not. Or you go and watch the stuff that's been put on Mnet's page on the DSTV site, and you watch the behind the scenes, the Ponderosa videos or something, and then you're like, no. And every time you see something new, you change your mind. I have no idea. I honestly, people come up to me in the street, they're like, who's won? I'm like, I have no idea.
And the jury is dodgy.
Yeah.
So we do not know. One minute they like that one. I have got absolutely no idea who's going to vote for who. Mm.
Tom, do you have a sense of where it's going?
Oh, no. I'm like South African load shedding. Eh? I'm in the dark here.
The final question really as you head into the finale tomorrow night is how do you all three feel about the game that you've played? Annalise, you said at the last Tribal Council you've played your own game. You didn't feel like you owed anybody anything. You voted the way you felt you wanted to vote, no strings attached. Do you still feel that way, or are you proud of that?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the way I played. I was actually very calm and quite reserved for me.
You were.
But I do think that, you know, I also know my place, and I was always at the bottom of an alliance. So all I felt was I'm just going to make it happy. You're just going to smile and swim and cook with three ingredients.
I had to ask. I mean, you're an amazing, amazing cook. How did you manage with rice and broth?
And I did one or two great dishes, and then they just all started. And I can't do the same thing over and over. So, and I had no, like, choice. So, you know, that drove me crazy. But then food later on doesn't become a thing because it just is what it is, and you kind of mentally put your head there. So I just try to make every day a great day with where I was. And if you're fun and happy, then you're going to kind of blend in. Mm. So I had to do that just not to be voted out every time. So I think I did that. It's not normally my personality, but I had to do it to stay in. And a lot might say I was quiet or the underdog or whatever, but there was a lot of restraint within that to keep myself back. Teenagers help hugely because you know when to talk, when to keep quiet, and make them do what you want them to do. So I think I'm happy.
You had some practical experience to take with you from home. How about you, Tom? I mean, how do you feel looking, particularly not just looking back on the game you know you played, but looking back on the game that's been presented on TV, because the edit is something different from what you experienced. But how do you feel about it?
I think I did well. I think I played to the best of my abilities. I loved being there. I love being in the ocean. I love making things. It was, to me, it was a dream come true.
Mm.
And looking back at it, I asked myself, why do I sit like that? Why the hell do I eat like that?
Has it changed now?
I've become a lot more aware. No, I now lick the spoon on purpose. You become a lot more aware of how you sit, how you speak. I came across very abruptly. And Nikki, my wife, says, you know, you are.
So you are.
Yeah, kudos to my wife for putting it out. Mm. But when you see it, you know, your wife can tell you turn left 150 times. But as soon as a Garmin says turn left, then you realize, okay, maybe I should turn left. And the same thing about when she says, why do you eat with your mouth so full? Why do you take such big bites? You've got something on your chin. You know, and now you see it on TV and you go, so that's actually what she's
the Garmin telling you.
Yeah. So I have my internal Garmin now that speaks quite a lot.
The man in the middle asking on Twitter, are there any other reality shows that you might want to consider? Maybe Amazing Race or The Bachelor. I suspect Paul might have a problem if you sign up for The Bachelor, Annalise. You do have a husband at home. But, I mean, has the bug bitten? Would you ever do something like this again?
The Amazing Race would cause a divorce. I can't do it with my husband, maybe with a friend, because we are both too strong. So at the moment, nothing. Or maybe, no, I can't take part in The Bachelor. That would be
Tom, Brymaster essay?
Oh, I would love to. My big one now that I'm really excited about is Odyssey. Odyssey is that gentleman that does all these adventure
Rian
things.
Rian Manson, yes.
Rian,
yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm a little bit tongue-tied.
That's right. He's a big fan of Jean, by the way.
And
you're not exactly going to row across the Atlantic.
How do you know?
He's rowing to Barbados, isn't he? So you're putting your name in the hat for that
one. I've applied. I'm waiting patiently. I would love to. That would be, I think, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I love being out in the ocean.
Okay. I know Rian listens quite often, so maybe you've put
Rian,
an extra spoon there. Yeah.
I won't lick the spoon on the boat.
I don't know if you've got any leave left, but...
No. Yeah, my next reality is actually living my life and staying in one place for a while. No, I think it would be the most hilarious thing to take part in Dancing with the Stars. If I had to do that, sequin dresses, high heel shoes, dancing with somebody who's probably twice my height, I think that would be the most hilarious thing in the world. But to be honest with you, people close to me are like, I can't believe you're thinking of doing something again, because, it's a very unusual place to be in.
Mm.
And it causes friction in your relationships, because everything right now is about Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. All of my emotions, all of my stress, all of the things. It's mm-hmm. like busy phone calls, emails, posting pictures, social media management. It's all about Survivor. And that puts a pressure on your own relationships. And I don't know whether it's healthy just to keep doing that. So I'm not sure. We'll see.
So come Monday morning, we expect you back to normal, Jean, back in the office. No more Survivor talk. Although we'll finally be able to talk to you. So no, you'll have to postpone that by a couple of weeks, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Annalise, why don't you come down with me?
She's too good. She's too good for that.
You imagine how much rush you could make.
That would be just unfair advantage.
Stress in my life.
Well, look, guys, I'm coming to the finale tomorrow. I think I have to bring a Swiss flag and stick it in my head so that I can be Miss Neutrality and not cast a vote either way. All that remains to be said to the three of you is may the best man or woman win. And we look forward to watching with you tomorrow night. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything else we can hold is being held on your behalf. And thanks so much for the fun joining us today in studio, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Tom, Annalise and Jean, your top three in Survivor South Africa. Watch the final double hour finale tomorrow night. Starts with a recorded hour 7 to 8, followed by the live finale from 8 till 9. Spot your favourite Cape Talk presenters in the crowd. We're all going to be there supporting Jean. I'm also flying a flag for Annalise as well, I have to say. And 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Channel 101 Mnet.